The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We, of course, have been talking about the budget as well today. And one of the announcements was that the free IVF scheme is going to be expanded to include donor-assisted IVF and to assist couples experiencing secondary infertility. Dr. John Kennedy is with me, Medical Director at Therapy Fertility. John, people who are immersed in this world will know exactly what I've just said. Lots of other people won't have a clue.
Yes.
Donor-assisted IVF and secondary infertility. What are these?
So secondary infertility is probably easier to do first.
Okay.
Primary infertility is where you don't have any children. Secondary infertility, for the purpose of this conversation, is where you've had a child and now you're struggling to conceive or have a second child.
Okay. And does it matter whether that first child was by IVF or not?
No, at all.
Okay, so you've got one kid at home and you're struggling for number two.
And the scheme, when it started, was very explicit that if a couple have a child together, they are not eligible for free IVF.
Yes.
But now, if they have one child together, our understanding is that they will now be eligible.
Okay. Donor-assisted IVF.
Yeah, a little bit more complicated. This is for couples who need the assistance of either donor sperm or donor eggs to conceive. The most obvious example of this is same-sex female couples who will require donor sperm. Where donor egg comes into this is a quagmire and is going to be very, very complicated. I don't think they've thought about that at all.
Okay, so before we kind of get into how this might work and where still shortcomings, I think we should acknowledge lots of people are giving out about the government today in different shapes and forms. But when this was announced by Stephen Donnelly, I do remember him saying, listen, this is just the first kind of protocol, we will expand it. Now, it's very, very easy for a government minister to say, we're going to do something, don't worry, we'll improve it down the line. And they have done it.
I'm delighted. I remember I was here about a year ago when we started, and my biggest concern was, because we knew there were shortcomings, we knew there was gaps, and I was kind of optimistic, saying, look, this is a great first step, but we can't take the foot off the gas. We can't stop developing this. And obviously, there's more development still to come. I'm thrilled that this has expanded out in the two areas where there were the most egregious shortcomings. There are others, but I'm looking forward to getting into it and getting it started.
All right. Well, listen, stay with us. Leslie Buchanan is with us as well. And Leslie has a 4-month-old at home. Is that right, Leslie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping through the night perfectly.
Yeah, she's an angel.
That won't last long, Leslie. That won't
she sleeps more than
long.
We do anyway at the minute.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. So tell us a little bit about that journey, before we talk about kind of going on the journey again,
absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the first time around.
So first time round, we seen an ad on Instagram and we said for Therapy Fertility and we said we just got married and we said, sure, we'll go and have a baby, thinking it was just going to be easy. So we went up to Dr. John in therapy in November 2022. And like that, we went in thinking, this is grand. We'll just have a baby. That's it. And it's only when we sat down with Dr. John and he talked us through, you know, that IVF was our best option to have our little baby. So like that, we left there. I went up just for the consultation that day and sure I left. I was after getting bloods done and sure we wanted to have the baby the next day. But we went up in May 2023.
Okay.
And like that, there's a process that you go through before you even do the IVF. So between scans and medication and treatment and stuff like that. So we did all that. And then we had a frozen embryo transfer the 8th of August last year. And now we have little baby Billy who's here with us now. So
That's lovely.
I know that sounds so easy, but there is a
whole. and I mean, how conscious were you or otherwise of you know, how up and down the journey might be in advance of it?
Absolutely clueless. Like, had no idea. And ignorance is bliss, I think, sometimes as well, because when you're in the throes of it, you just get on with it. And it is a really, really tough journey. And like I said, it's worth every bit of it, but it's hard. It's hard. And with this whole new budget thing as well, you know, you have the stress of going through IVF. And then with the financial burden on top of that, it's just, you need to be zen in that situation, not worrying about money and everything else going on. So, yeah.
So now, have you found yourselves just in the last 24 hours having the conversation about baby number two?
Yeah. I'd have 14 of her if I could. But it is funny because when I think back to last year, we initially, when we were going to do IVF, we said we were going to wait for, there have been talks about, you know, government funded IVF. And we said, right, we might wait for that because it would be amazing. And thankfully, we got excited and went ahead with it. But I'll never forget October last year, you know, the announcement coming out and we weren't included in that. So to hear the announcement yesterday is just amazing. And it's like a glimmer of hope for not just same-sex couples, for straight couples who have already paid for a round of IVF, for, you know, a single mother who wants to have a kid herself. So it's just, it's amazing news, and it's so good.
So, John, tell us a little bit about, I mean, the great success, obviously, in kind of Leslie's situation, which is great to hear. But how common is that, like, as in,
yeah,
what's the kind of the strike rate, if
we put
it that
yeah,
way?
So it varies from patient to patient, and that's what's really difficult to, it sounds evasive, but it's really difficult to dial in a success rate. You look at the patient's age, their history, they've had children before, and what their kind of test results show, and then you try to zero in on what you think their chances are. Now, for somebody in Leslie's situation, her chances were very good. Now, to be fair, she knocked it out of the park. Not only has she achieved a live birth from her first transfer, she has a number of embryos frozen. And so she has a really excellent chance of completing her family entirely with what we would medically call one round of IVF, because it's the egg collection, making the embryos, then freezing and holding those embryos in time and using them until such time as you have no embryos left, or your family is complete. Now, Leslie is almost certainly going to complete her family with one of the many embryos that she still has frozen. That's
she
a really
14 more of them.
Yeah, yeah, she's got 14 embryos.
She's have a full, you know, so full camogie
but
that, team.
But yeah, but full disclosure, that's very unusual. Most people will be lucky to get three or four embryos. So that's
different gravy.
An aberration. It's great, but it's different. A lot of couples, be they using donor sperm or not, will need more than one round of IVF to get across the line. The average number of cycles is 2.7 in Ireland and the UK. So oftentimes IVF doesn't work the first time. And you learn from it and you adapt and you move on and you try again. And sometimes it doesn't work the second time. You got to do a third cycle. So there's a need to recognize that. And hopefully you would like to see the scheme grow to encompass that as well. The other hidden cost for couples using donor sperm is the cost of the donor sperm. How much was your donor sperm?
€2,836.
€2,836.
Yeah. She's worth it.
It's not. Yeah. Absolutely. But that's a cost on top of the existing cost of fertility treatment. We are unsure at this time whether or not the new budget or the expansion is going to include the cost of donor sperm. We're unsure what the eligibility criteria will be. That all has to be worked out.
So the announcement, say, up until yesterday, the free round of IVF didn't include that cost of donors. So you still had to pay for that.
If you were using donor sperm, you were not eligible for free IVF at all.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, going forward, you will be eligible for free IVF if you need donor sperm. Whether or not the cost of that donor sperm is included in this is yet to be decided.
Okay, so up until yesterday then, if you were using donor sperm, you couldn't be included at all.
Couldn't
so it was
all.
Only for hetero couples.
Exactly correct.
Yeah. All right, okay. So at least that's been expanded. It looks like on the face of it, as you say, we kind of have to dig into the detail and we don't know what it is yet. So that's the another additional cost that I wasn't aware of. You know what? The emotional cost as well of kind of the up and down. Because, you know, I know friends of mine and colleagues who've been through it. And, you know, after however many goes, for those for whom it hasn't worked out, they don't talk to you about the money. What they talk to you about is just, I don't think we can kind of go through it again.
Absolutely. And I think if you ask people, they'll go, price is obviously a barrier to entry.
Yes.
But not one that people are willing to talk about. And I think you beg, borrow and steal, you take out a credit loan, you put out a second mortgage on the house. This is a disease. Infertility is a disease and they want to be cured of this. They want to have their family and they will go to the ends of the earth to do it. But the financial burden is considerable and it does prevent a lot of people coming through. Of course, emotionally, it's worse. There's no question about that. And if I could say one thing to listeners, to people who haven't gone through fertility treatment or haven't gone through subfertility or infertility, it's very hard to have a handle on how to act around people who are. You tend to try to be sympathetic, which is really not worth a whole lot to people. What they need is empathy and you can't give it because if you have children, you don't know what it's like. If you don't want children, you don't know what it's like. If you don't have children and you want them, you know, it's a very lonely place to be.
So, Leslie, when you were starting this journey then, again, as you say, you were clueless is how you described yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're more clued in now having gone through it.
Absolutely.
I mean, despite that success, let's imagine there was no announcement of an expansion yesterday. I mean, how would you view kind of going through it all again?
I've said this to my partner, Ger, like, and at the time when we were doing our IVF cycle for Billy. I just remember, because you're dealing with so many hormones and medication, and on top of that, the worry of, is this going to work? What's going to happen if it doesn't? And you can't help but think about the what ifs, and it just drains you. So I had said to Ger, if we weren't successful that time, I had said, I don't know if I could do it again. We're going to have to take a break. And thankfully, she's absolutely amazing. But I don't know how she put up with me going through it. But
yeah,
I don't think until you go through something like that, you realise how hard it is on your mind and your body and your life, your day to day life. Yeah. It takes over.
And even though I don't know you and Ger, but and I doubt she was kind of piling pressure onto you. But I'm sure as the person who's kind of carrying or the one who's going to, you hope will be carrying the baby, you probably feel that additional pressure, like, God, if this doesn't work, this is partly my fault.
Yeah, because you go from one day not thinking that it mightn't work, like, you know, you just think, right, we'll go and have a baby and it's going to work. And when you're going through this, it's all what ifs. It's, what if I didn't take my injection on time and this stops me having my baby? Or what if I miss my medication? Is this going to stop me? And you get consumed by it, and it is really, really tough, and it's so worth it. But you have to be kind to yourself in the situation, because it's hard, but it's worth it.
Yeah. John, what Leslie says there, you know, you just assume we'll just go and have a baby and you do it. I mean, whether you're kind of in a same-sex couple, hetero, whatever it happens to be, that's kind of the assumption, isn't it?
Of course,
like,
it is.
We get together, you're living together long enough, or you get married, you do the traditional thing, whatever it happens to be, you get to the point and say, right, we're going to do it. And you think that in 9 months' time, a baby is going to pop out.
Oh, yeah, it's that easy. And I mean, a lot of the initial conversations you have are about setting the expectations and managing what the journey might look like, and try drip feeding some information slowly. And some people, great, you've got same-sex couples, and it's fantastic, because they're more clients than patients. They're coming in for a service rather than with a history. But managing their expectations is even tougher. You know, because they assume it's going to be really straightforward. Yeah. You're trying to break down the science for them a little bit and explain, look, we're human beings. We're not fertile creatures. Most eggs aren't great. Most cycles don't result in a live birth initially. Things like that. And it can be an awful big reversal for people going through it.
Yeah. Well, listen, as you say, it is to be welcomed, an expansion. We don't know the detail of it. All of that will have to be worked out. But certainly more people, one would assume, are kind of within the bubble than were without yesterday. Leslie Buchanan, who is a mum to Billy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Belated.
Thank you.
And congratulations in advance on number 2 to 15. And Dr. John Kennedy from Therapy Fertility. John and Leslie, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.